Triple Play Thursday. First up, Dave requested the Mamas and the Papas.
All right. All right, Triple Play Thursday. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Coming up after 3, Dr. Karen Phillip, who is a psychotherapist and a clinical hypnotherapist, is going to join us. Talk about some pool, really cool stuff. That's after 3. All right. By the way, I did Google Andy Garcia paper towels, and a ton of stuff did come up, but I didn't see the scene. Dan, could you find the scene?
The scene is online, but it contains some words we can't play on the radio.
I see. Okay. Well, sure.
Did you see that creepy one where it's just Andy Garcia picture?
Yeah, it's just his mouth is, like, animated. Yeah, I didn't hear it. I didn't have the sound on, but I was like, but so.
That's scary.
But he says, like, some stuff, but he just goes nuts because there's no paper towels.
Yep.
Okay, I'll have to see that pretty soon. I didn't know it inspired memes and stuff. I didn't, and GIFs. I have no idea that it was that big a deal.
She's like, don't you have a rag?
Apparently not. Apparently
wasting.
there's no cloth of any kind in the building.
Paper towels are such a waste.
All right. Speaking of paper towels, you know, those are sold in supermarkets. How about that for a segue, man? Huh? six behind-the-scenes secrets of supermarkets. Try saying that 26 times fast. All right, here's the first little behind-the-scenes secret of the supermarket. Southpaws have an invisible advantage. Oh. Well, that would be me. I didn't know I had an advantage in the supermarket. I worked in the Jewels for 11 years. I didn't know that left-handed people had an advantage of any kind. You've probably seen that stores keep go-to items, produce, meats, and dairy, on the perimeter. Did you notice that most of them are set up to make your lap run counterclockwise? 90% of us right-handed people, so we buy more when it's counterclockwise. It puts us closer to the shelf, says the author of Brainwashed, Tricks Companies Use to Manipulate Your Minds and Persuade Us to Buy. Places that do see sales climb 7%, you'll often find the dairy section is in the back left corner because dairy is likely on your list. Stores make sure that it takes the longest route to get there. Oh, okay. So the sale items that are on the end caps, I'm not likely to buy because I'm left-handed? Interesting. You know, I do grocery shopping like every couple of weeks. My folks and I go, and we go to my dad's Jewel at Irving and Narragansett, and they recently, like, changed everything around, and even my dad doesn't know where everything is. So now you're like, where'd they put the things that were used to be here were the things? I hate when that happens, when they change the Jewel all around. And it also sucks when you work at the Jewel and they do that. They had a big, you know, it happened twice while I was working at the Jewels. All right, how about everything is in its place? Psychologists weigh in at some store layouts. They study buyers' behavior. They come and reset the store based on perceived habits. It's safe to say that nothing you see on a shelf is there by chance. The cookies on sale at the end of an aisle may look like a coincidental great deal, but they're likely the result of product placement. A company paid for that real estate. And it's a smart spot besides the checkout counter, the most impulsive buys occur at the end caps. More expensive items are usually placed at the adult's eye level, while the colorful cereals and treats are positioned lower to catch the children. All right. Number three. Now, here's the number three on this list is one that I've talked about many, many times, and we'll get to that in a second. But number three on the list of secrets for supermarkets, I have talked about, as someone who has worked at the Jewels for as long as I did, the next one on the list is something I've covered many times on this show, and I'm not surprised at all that it's included on this list. All right, we got to take a break, though, and when we come back, we got the news. Wow. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah. Triple Play Thursday. Triple Play Thursday apparently is hippie day. It's Dave. Man, and you know, Dave might get this. Hey, man. It's Dave. Dave's not here, man. That's a little Cheech and Chong bit that you guys don't remember.
I don't remember it.
Oh, you remember that?
My brother has that CD.
It's, well, yeah. It's classic. But when I was a little kid, and I was listening to Cheech and Chong records, and I did when I was a little kid, because I love Cheech and Chong. When I first heard that, like as a kid, I just thought he was dumb. And then as I got older, I was like, oh, he's high. Oh, I get it. He's high. He was smoking marijuana.
I mean, I think he's also a little dumb.
No, I just think he's high as hell. That's pretty much what I think. That may have been Albert Einstein after a few lids. There's another date. I'm an old guy. I just made a reference to the word lid regarding marijuana. Nobody says lid anymore. That was when when I was growing up, that was when somebody had a lot of marijuana. Hey, man, I got a lid. Wow. That was like, man, oh, man, do you know that Dan's got a lid of marijuana? Not you, Shigeru. The first name that popped into my head was a guy I went to school with who enjoyed marijuana a lot and had lids of marijuana. I always forget how much a lid was. We looked this up once. Dan, can you look it up again? This will be good for your history. You might want to clear your history at your work computer because you're looking at how much a lid of marijuana is.
It was a nickel.
That's a nickel bag. It's a nickel bag. It's not a lid. There was nickel bag, dime bag, and lid when I was growing up.
Yeah, but they weren't really a dime.
It was $10.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A nickel bag was a nickel back. A nickel bag. that's what happens when you smoke marijuana. You start listening to that crap. No, if I remember correctly, nickel bag was $5. Dime bag was 10. I can't remember. Maybe a lid was 20. I don't know. But a lid was that was like, oh, man, he's got a lid. That's enough for the weekend. So I just don't remember the actual amount.
According to Urban Dictionary,
yeah,
it was less than an ounce, about 21 grams, equal to a full lid from a large Hellman's mayo jar.
Oh, I see. So it was enough pot to fill a large Hellman's mayo jar, and that's why they called it a lid. It was less than an ounce? Really? A lid is less than an ounce? Wow. Why did everybody make such a big deal out of it in the 70s? Less than an ounce is not a lot of marijuana. Was marijuana that scarce in the 70s? That it was, hey, man, I got less than an ounce. This is going to last me all month. I knew guys who would blow through an ounce of weed a day. All right. Anyway, that's the history lesson for you of marijuana, ladies and gentlemen, in case you were wondering. Speaking of marijuana, you can't get that at the supermarket. See how professional I am with my segues?
I was surprised you played the rim shot earlier because it's not a joke. It's professional.
It is professional, yes. You're right. Okay, number three on this list of secrets for supermarkets. This is something I've been telling you, and I hope that you've been listening, folks. I really do, just for your own good. Number three on this list is what you see is what you get. By way of explanation, when an employee says they'll, quote, check in the back for an item, they're just being polite. Most stores order goods that go directly from the truck to the shelf, skipping the back room entirely. There's an assumption that we have so much stuff in our back room, but it's absolutely false, says Dora, who is a former Trader Joe's employee. Well, now, I don't agree with the fact that they order enough just to go on the shelves. It goes from the truck to the shelf. That's not true. There is overstock in the back. But
even at a smaller place like Trader Joe's?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe Trader Joe's. I would imagine Trader Joe's probably. Well, you know, it's been a long time since I worked in a grocery store. They're probably more conservative in their ordering now. You know what I mean? I would imagine that there isn't as much stuff in the back room. We had a basement. When I worked at the Jewel's on Addison and Southport. And it's not like the one that's there now. The Jewel that's at, bless you, the Jewel that's at Addison and Southport now is a bi-level indoor parking lot, you know, plexus. And when I worked there, it was a 12-aisle, one of the smallest Jewels in the city,
when I worked there. But they had a basement that had a bunch of stock in it, you know, overstock and things like that. But the thing is, if something is empty on the shelf, there isn't any in the back. And somebody knows that. So don't ask somebody to go and check. Don't. Because if you insist on them going in the back and checking, they don't check. I didn't. If someone insisted after me telling them four times that there wasn't any more cottage cheese in the back, and they insisted that I would check, I would go downstairs and make fun of them and hang out in the produce department with the guys downstairs for 10 minutes. Then I'd come back up and go, man, I looked all over. I looked all over. There's just no cottage cheese back there. I'm really sorry. But I didn't look. I mocked them. And that's what they're doing to you. So just know that when you go grocery shopping and you insist that somebody who works at the grocery store goes in the back and checks and insists after they tell you that there is this item is not in the back, and you tell them you have to go back and check, you are being made fun of. They're not looking for the item. They are mocking you, and they will do so for 10 minutes at least to keep you waiting there. So if an item is empty on the shelf, don't ask anybody to go in the back. That's the lesson that needs to be learned here. Okay. The expiration date on that meat may be meaningless. Ooh. I don't like that at all. I didn't work in the meat department. I did work in the department that had a lot of expiration dates on it, though I worked dairy. I was a dairy manager for years.
So where does it all go?
Where does what go?
Well, the extra.
You mean like after
like, yeah, when the date
expires?
Yeah.
It gets dumped. Oh, it goes back, man. And then the containers get shipped back.
Oh, and then they throw it out. Oh, goodness.
I worked at Jewel. Listen to this. This was a crazy. This was, I want to say it was the summer of 84. There was a salmonella outbreak. You guys were very young when that happened. In your case, Esmeralda, you were like one. Dan, how old were you in 84?
Three.
You were three. So you don't remember this. I hope you didn't have any of the milk.
We went to Dominic's.
Oh, well. Sorry. Well, you see how well that worked out. I had allegiance to Jewel. I mean, I went there when I was, you know, we shopped there ever since I was a little kid. Then I started working there, and I didn't shop anywhere else. Every once in a while, I would go to Dominic's if it was close by. So you didn't have the salmonella outbreak because it was a brand that was produced by Jewel. And I'm trying to, it wasn't Fieldcrest. It wasn't Dean's. I'm trying to remember. Dan, if you can type up salmonella outbreak Jewel 1984. All right, here's the thing. Because there was a salmonella outbreak, all of that milk had to be dumped down the sewer.
Well, that makes sense.
No, but what I'm saying is
that threat.
Oh, I know that. But what I'm saying is there were times when I would spend 8 hours a shift dumping gallons of milk down a sewer.
Hill Farm. Also, was that a traumatic experience for you since you love that milk that much?
It was sad. It was sad to see all that milk being wasted. But it was like, there were times when many of us at Jewel would come in and just have to dump milk for an entire shift.
Did you, since it's been years now, did you ever take any of the expired stuff?
No, I didn't. Why would I take expired
because
milk that might
Best
have
Buy.
Salmonella?
No, not that one, but, you know, other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if the meat's going bad and you can get it for a discount.
Oh, well, you know, or a lot of grocery stores did that.
Or you just take it.
I don't know if they just take it. Okay, well, yes,
know,
yes, I stole things when I worked at Jewel.
You know, going to the garbage.
You know, they used to do that. I don't know if grocery stores do that anymore. Like, if the meat was a day before expiration date, they would mark it down and throw it in a bin.
I know they do it at the one I go to. I go to a Mexican supermarket, and they have the rack of vegetables and fruit.
Yes, absolutely.
It's like 99 cents.
Is that the one? Do you go to the one that I used to go to all the time at St. Louis and Lawrence?
No, I go to Cermak Produce.
Oh, Cermak. Okay, I used to go there, too, because I lived in your neighborhood for a long time. But I used to go to the one.
I think that's Tony's.
No, not Tony's. It's a Mexican place.
Okay.
And it's at the corner of St. Louis and Lawrence. I'm trying to remember. Mercado?
Oh, Yeah, it's just one of those. Yeah,
it's a corner place. It's not like a big. But they had. They had a meat market in there.
Yeah,
they had a butcher.
It's like a little supermarket.
Yeah, I used to go there just to get. I would go there and pick up some just stuff that we needed. If, you know, we were making something, we didn't have it. I'd walk down to the end of the wheat aisle, and I would also get a lot of cerveza there. So it was cheap. They had a really good. They had cheap cerveza.
So, oh, okay.
They did, but
I just like how you keep going.
Well, that's what they had. That's what the signs all said it at that place. It wasn't beer there. It was cerveza.
Uh-huh.
That's what it said. So, I used to buy agua there, too. So, I worked at Jewel during the salmonella outbreak, all right? And I worked at Jewel during the Tylenol poisoning. You guys remember that when the Tylenol? You guys know. You guys weren't even alive then.
We read about it in history,
right? I heard about it in the Billy Joel song.
Yeah. Okay. What?
Right? Doesn't he talk about it?
Billy Joel in what? We Didn't Start the Fire.
Yeah, isn't it in there?
Wait a minute. There's a Tylenol poisoning reference in We Didn't Start the Fire.
It's all about history. Why wouldn't it be in there?
Wait, is it that big? It was. Was the Tylenol thing that big to be in a Billy Joel song?
I thought it was. Maybe it's not.
What am I learning? I'm learning that Andy Garcia doesn't like it when paper towels run out, and Billy Joel may have written about the Tylenol poisoning. Anyway, let me just say this. We had to dump all the Tylenol. So I'm there. Like that was like in 83. So we were spending hours dumping Tylenol and taking that off the shelf. And then like 2 years later, a year and a half later, we're dumping milk. It's a weird time, man. And then New Coke showed up, and everybody went nuts. Then it was just a free for all.
I was wrong. They talk about the Hypodermix.
Okay, well that's a little bit different than the Tylenol.
Talk about the Cola Wars.
Oh, they do.
He says the Cola Wars.
Okay.
What? Don't you think they should have sent back the Tylenol?
Well, no.
Instead of just throwing it out, no, because I feel like people would be like, "Oh, there's nothing wrong with it," and then they would. Try to take it from the garbage.
No, I don't think. Well, maybe that was a better plan. I don't know. All I know is I did a lot of removing Tylenol.
And then, just dumping it in a dumpster, and then.
But that, by the way, is the reason why we have the child safety caps now. They didn't exist before that. It was just a screw top on top of aspirin and on top of stuff like that. It was just a regular screw top. So. That's how old I am. I'm pre-child-proof containers. Yeah, I read about it in history.
No, it was an example of like one of the best PR turnarounds in history. Because they got out ahead of it,
no,
and they
true.
Saved the brand. A lot of people thought when it initially happened that it was going to be the end of Tylenol, and that dude... whatever, the CEO, came on TV right away, took care of business.
Yeah, no, Tylenol, they did. They recovered big time. So did Coke when they did. Of course, New Coke never killed anybody. That's the difference. So here's another one. Time goes by so slowly. Supermarkets rarely have windows or clocks with no reference to the outside world. Customers can easily lose track of how long they've been there. Grocery store overlords... may use another trick to... Overlords? What is this, a science fiction movie? I am the overlord of Jewel. They manipulate your senses with small floor tiles. The incessant click-clacking of shoppers' carts wheels can make customers think that they're racing around and encourages them to take a relaxed pace. And the stores know that at a relaxed pace, customers buy more. Yeah, that's now. How do you, Esmeralda, when you go to the grocery store? Do you, if you really have to sort of hunker down and get some goods, you go with a list?
I always go with for the most part I go with the list because if I don't, I just will buy a mishmash of things that I don't know what to do with.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. How about you guys, Dan? Do you guys go with a list when you go shopping?
I try to, but usually fail.
Do you? Fail at what? Making
like
a list?
Making
or
a list, actually. Oh, I see. I make a list in my head during the week, and then, I end up at the grocery store. I'm like, oh, crap, I forgot to actually write the list down.
Yeah. I am lightning at the grocery store. Well, shopping in general. When I go to the grocery store, I got a list. I go directly to it. Well, I don't now because now I'm kind of like, where the hell did they move this stuff? Because they moved everything around in Irving and Narragansett. So I have a list, and I go right to it. I'm done in like 15 minutes. Even if I'm buying a bowl, even if I'm getting like a cart full of stuff. Bang, boom, bing, bing. Go right down the list, out. So, you know why I have an advantage? I'm left-handed. That's what it is. I'm not buying all that crap on the end caps because it's my arm's too far away from the shelf, evidently. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back and finish up the secrets behind a supermarket. And we're going to talk to a fascinating person after 3 o'clock, Dr. Karen Phillip. She is a psychotherapist and a clinical hypnotherapist. We're going to talk about restarting your resolutions that you may have started in January and help lax, or how to help kids deal with disasters and digital detoxing. That's all coming up after we take a break on 720 WGN.
While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me.
Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Dave is our first in Triple Play Thursday requests. Mamas and the Papas, that was our third of the Triple Play. Triple Play Thursday continues. Your requests, text them in, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So we're talking about secrets to supermarkets. Now, Esmeralda, do you get mad when they move stuff around at your supermarket, at the grocery stores?
No, because I don't really know where things are, so I just wander in circles.
Okay.
And I try not to go in the middle, because from what I've heard, the middle is not... All the unhealthy things are in the middle of the supermarket.
Is that right?
Yeah, because it's all processed.
So that's in the middle stuff?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
right,
if you notice,
the fresh stuff is on the refrigerated.
Yep. Yeah, no, that's true. On the horseshoe of the grocery store is produce, frozen meats, and stuff like that, dairy. That's true. So, yeah, I guess Spam is right in the middle of the store.
Yeah, I try to avoid the cookie aisle, chips.
You mean you don't go get your Pringles?
No Pringles.
I get two cans of Pringles every time I go to the grocery store.
Okay.
Because they're natural. Let's see. 872 area code says Walmart marks down their meat 70% off when it's the day of the expiration. Wow, 70%. I'll buy some brown ground beef for 70% off. 847 area code says most Jewels have a reduced section in their meat department for almost expired meat. If it is expired, they won't sell it. No, they can't sell it if it's expired. They can get in a lot of trouble for that.
See, and then I'm just curious, like from the point I guess it tells you when they packed it or whatever.
Well,
meat-wise.
Yeah. It depends, though.
Because I'm always like, just sitting there like, how long has it been sitting there? And then when I think it's good to go.
Yeah.
I always have these thoughts. And then I just eat it.
Well, you got to eat it before it expires.
And then I'm like, I'm not going to think about it.
Yeah. 630 area code says, I always go with a list and I eat right before I go. That's very smart. Never go grocery shopping on an empty stomach. I've made that mistake several times. You know, when I lived in Andersonville, I lived about four blocks away from that Jewel on Ashland and Clark, the one that is right there.
Mm-hmm.
And this was when I was a drinking man, and it was a 24-hour Jewel. That's not good, man. That is not good. You know, you've had some, you know, Simon's is closed. You walk down the street and then because there was not when I lived in Andersonville, there weren't like a lot of late night places to get anything to eat in that area. It was a White Castle, but you had to drive to get to the White Castle, really, because that was all the way.
That Ridge.
Yeah, it's at Ridge. That's a pretty long walk. But I would go to the Jewel. And just, like, you know, buy a bunch of crap and then wake up the next day and go, why the hell did I, what an idiot.
Yeah. No, my favorite's getting the cold fried chicken.
Oh, yeah? Oh, boy. Yeah, you don't go grocery shopping when you're hungry because you'll buy everything. Like, especially if you're like, you mentioned chicken. You go to the grocery store and you walk past the rotisserie chicken. Forget it, man.
Yeah.
You're not leaving there without one.
Ooh, it's so good.
It's the best, man.
And then the Jewel, I feel like they're pumping that smell outside.
Oh, no. Trust me. There's something going on. You know, I don't know what the deal is, but there are certain places that, like, I'm not kidding. On a good day, if I step out from my apartment, I can smell the restaurant smoke. I'm not kidding. On a good day, I'll walk outside and go, well, I got to go get ribs now. I need to walk over and get ribs.
No, the same for me. There's a chicken place probably two doors down.
Yeah.
And their back door is like my window, bedroom window.
Yeah, we talked about this before. Yeah, that's fantastic.
It smells like chicken.
That's fantastic.
No, they moved. They moved because they were across the street. Now they're on my same street.
Now they're even closer. You know, there used to be a KFC right in that same area with the Jewel in Andersonville there. And I had a friend who lived like right on the block, like four houses down the side street from that KFC. Says around 9 a.m. he'd wake up every morning. His entire apartment would smell like KFC. That's just too much, man. It's too much. I mean, and I don't live next to smoke. I don't. I live like six blocks away from smoke, around the corner. And there's an expressway between me and smoke, and I can still smell it. There's the Kennedy Expressway with exhaust fumes and trucks. There's an L stop with people peeing. And I can still smell the smoke. Maybe it's all psychosomatic. I'm going to have to ask this psychiatrist when we get her on the show. Do I just make up smells because I like it? You know, I got a Lou Malnati. The Lou Malnati's is closer to my apartment, and I haven't smelt the Lou Malnati's yet. And that one's closer by about it's closer. I've counted it. It's closer by 400 feet than than smoke. Smoke is 400 feet further away from my front door. Lou Malnati's is 400 feet closer. In other words, there's a reason why I've gained 40 pounds in the last year. So there you go. That's why I'm a fat ass now. All right. Well, there you go. The last one is bananas are very important to the supermarket's bottom line. To ensure bananas are on display to their closest shade, the stores use a ripeness code that ranges from 1 to 7. So you want to buy bananas, and they want the number sixes to be in the middle of the... The fives or sixes to be in the middle because those are the prettiest and look the ripest. So, all right. Not to be confused with plantains. All right. We got a break here. We got the news coming up next. The secrets to supermarkets. That's what we were talking about.